You are listening to the Global Ambassador Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I'm your Lakshmi Kakarla, the Operations Manager at RMU Radio. With me today is Tia Vassell, a senior student from biology major here at Robert Morris, and she is volunteering as an ambassador for the international students of the fall 2019 semester. Hello, Tia. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Okay. Could you please give me a brief introduction about yourself?
So my name is Tia Bussell, and I'm a senior biology major with a pre-medicine concentration.
Where are you from, and how many other countries did you visit?
I was originally born in Missouri, but I live in Pennsylvania now, and I have visited 4 countries, Canada, Italy, France, and Spain.
Wow, that's really nice. So what did you like about the 4 countries?
So with Canada, I really liked how close it was to the States. It was easy to access, and it's pretty similar to America with a couple different variations. Italy, France, and Spain, they were just amazing. My favorite was France. I went to the south of France, and it was just really great going to the beach and everything.
What all activities you are involved in on the campus?
So I am involved in the pre-medicine club, the biology club, and the Students for Environmental Awareness club.
So in each of these clubs, what activities you do or what they expect out of you? What is that?
So for the pre-medicine club, we have speakers from medical schools, so like admissions counselors or current medical students come and talk to us. We also have some MCAT prep courses and opportunities through that. For students for environmental awareness, we have a lot of events of like cleaning up trails on campus, cleaning up like the litter and trying to do fundraisers and stuff to help the environment. And then for biology club, it's pretty much the same as pre-medicine club. We do a lot of events based on our courses. So
it's kind of the courses are related to the clubs.
Right.
So why did you become a global ambassador? What inspired you to become an ambassador?
What inspired me was that I wanted to make RMU feel welcoming to new international students. When I was a freshman, I thought that the campus was really welcoming for myself, and I wanted to pass that on to other new students. Along with that, I also wanted to expose myself to new cultures and diversity.
That's good. So can you explain us what is the onboarding process for a new incoming student to become a global ambassador?
Yeah, so first you need to apply the semester before you want to be an ambassador. So for me, I applied in the spring semester of last year to be an ambassador for this fall. Once you get accepted after your interview and everything, you have to come a week early before classes start and do an orientation training, and then you just have to go to the new student orientation for 2 days with the international students.
Thank you, Tia. Mm-hmm. As an ambassador, what are your major duties? Is it like you talk to the students or monitor the students entirely for the semester, or is it like only 1 week program?
So it's a full semester. You get a small group of students from all of the new and returning international students. You choose, I think it's 6. Okay. And you just keep in contact with them through the whole semester and make sure that they're doing well in their classes. If they need any help, you're there to help them. You're kind of like a mentor to them. Along with that, you also have to plan 3 events throughout the semester. You can do them individually in small groups or with the entire group of global ambassadors.
Okay, so as an ambassador, as a group of ambassadors, what are you guys planning to do as a part of your events?
Right now, we're thinking at the end of September doing a sports type of event, maybe a pickup soccer game or something like that. Yeah, and then in October, maybe like a Halloween type of event.
Even I am excited for the Halloween.
And in November, we were thinking maybe doing like a Thanksgiving type of thing.
So students might be pretty excited about the events.
Right, yeah.
So moving to our next question. So how was your experience with students from diversified countries?
My experience was really well so far. I was actually really surprised at how willing they were to involve themselves in all of our events. A lot of them were not mandatory, but a lot did end up coming, and they wanted to get involved and meet new people. So it was really great to see them spread their wings when they came here.
That sounds great. What was your favorite part in the orientation program?
Like I kind of said in the last question, my favorite part was really when I saw them like branch out and meet new people on their own without us introducing them to new people. So
mine was the scavenger hunt.
Oh,
I
really
liked it. As a group of people, we explored many things on the campus.
Yeah, that was a fun event.
Narrate one memory of yours from the orientation program.
So I think my favorite memory from orientation would have been when we had all of those icebreaker events, when we had like thrown the ball in the circle and had someone say where they were from and what was their like fun fact about themselves. I thought it really helped us become more comfortable with each other.
So tell me about your fun fact.
My fun fact was not really a fun fact, but mine was that I've broken my ankle 4 times in a row.
Oh my God.
So not really a fun
so
fact.
So do you play any sports?
I did before I injured my ankle.
Okay, what was the sports that you were involved in?
In high school, I was involved in soccer, swimming, and track.
Okay.
And every single year, I broke my ankle in track. So I did not continue sports at RMU because of that.
Okay, so, thank you, Dia.
Yeah.
Then, are there any changes that you would like to suggest in the entire program, or you'd like to add new things to the program?
For me, I don't have really many critiques for the program. I thought it ran pretty smoothly, but one thing I would say is maybe adding a few more events, like international events, that we could all mingle with international students and domestic students.
Like fun events or the educational ones?
Both, honestly. I think either one would be beneficial.
Okay. What was the challenging part you felt being as an ambassador?
I think the most challenging part was trying to get some students to open up that didn't want to talk or participate in anything. So it was kind of difficult getting them to actually participate and show up to the events.
So as an ambassador, what did you guys do for making them involved in the events or activities?
Right. So for me, I received their contact information on the first day when I met them and made sure to text them and contact them to let them know, like, it's really important to show up and, like, it's great to meet new international students and domestic students. So it's really important that you show up.
Thank you, Dia.
You're welcome.
So what would be the one piece of advice that you want to suggest to the next coming students or ambassadors?
I think my biggest piece of advice is to step out of your comfort zone and really just focus on trying to make each student feel welcomed and accepted when they come here, and just try and come out of your shell as much as you can to make them feel at home.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So was it like you guys get any set credit for the Global Ambassador program?
Mm-hmm. You do get set credit at the end of the semester. You have to do like 3 evaluations of events and then a final like journal just saying how your experience was. And once you complete all of that, then you get your set credit.
Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
It was really nice talking to you, Tia.
Yeah, it was nice talking
Thank
to you
Thank you for
as
being
well.
With us for the show.
Thank you for having me.
You are listening to the Global Ambassador Show on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.
The one nice thing about RMU Radio is it's very reflective of the RMU Radio community. We do have a wide range of music shows, sports talk shows. We also have students from Saudi Arabia. So there's a little bit of everything that you're always going to get at RMU Radio. What does RMU Radio have to offer for student engagement? Students can produce shows. They can be on shows as a co-host or a co-producer.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to the Global Ambassador Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. I am your Lakshmi Kakarla, the Operations Manager at RMU Radio. With me today is Rumaisa Bashir, a grad student from Cybersecurity and Information major here at Robert Morris, and she is also volunteering as a Global Ambassador for the International Students of the Fall 2019 semester. Hello, Rumaisa. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lakshmi. I'm good. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm wonderful today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure, you being here. So shall we start our interview?
Yeah, sure.
Could you please give a brief introduction about yourself?
I am a graduate student majoring in cybersecurity and information assurance. And I am an international student. I'm from India, the northernmost region of India, which is called Kashmir. You might have heard about that because that's in news these days. That's a valley in between the Himalayas. And I'm doing my cybersecurity and information assurance. And this is my last semester. I'm graduating this fall.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
So other than being a volunteer as a global ambassador, are you involved in any other clubs on campus?
Yeah, last year I joined a conversation exchange program, which is like different international students are grouped, and there in a group there are people from different countries, and we have to meet six times in a semester, and we have to discuss about different cultures, different food, and which is fun.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So where are how many other countries did you visit apart from India?
This is the first country I'm visiting.
Okay, so how do you feel US different from your home country?
US is quite different from India. If we talk about the climate, so I didn't find it that difficult to adopt the climate here. As I'm from the Himalayan region, we have the similar climate there, like we have the four seasons. But then I have been living in a tropical region of India for past 8 years. So the first snowfall here, it was quite exciting for me to see the snow after 8 years.
Even for me, it was hard during the winter.
Yeah, I can understand that. And then the studies, the standard of education system in United States is quite different from India. Like in my first week in the on campus, I saw the students. I noticed it that the people here call their professors and teachers by their names. In India, calling people or elders or teachers by their name is like disrespectful. So it was a bit difficult for me in the beginning to call the people by their name, but as the time passed, I got used to it. And then food, like in India, we have this more spicy, hot food. And the people in America mostly prefer hamburger, sandwich, which is good for me because I'm not that fond of the spicy food. So, and there are vast cultural differences between India. And if we go down deep, so it's like a whole book.
Okay, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Why did you become a global ambassador?
I wanted to experience new things. I wanted to learn about the different culture, and there are people from students from different countries, and I am always passionate to make new friends, know about their culture, know about their food habits. So that prompted me to just go for it. And I know, like, being an international student, I have gone through a lot of things. So I had that experience, what international students feel here. So I wanted to help them. I was in their shoes last year, so I wanted to help them. So as soon as I saw this, I applied for it.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Thank you.
So what is the onboarding process for a new student to become a global ambassador?
It's like I got a mail and I had to fill the application, but with all the reasons like why we want to be a global ambassador, how it's going to help us. And then I filled the application, I submitted it. There was a procedure like someone from the faculty should refer me. So the professor who I interacted more and who knew me more, mm-hmm. if I am able to go for this or not. So I chose one of my professor who referred me for this. And after that, I was invited for this interview process. I went and I had interview with Tabitha. And after that, I got like offer that you'll be the global ambassador for this semester.
Thank you for sharing the information with You're us. Welcome. As a global ambassador, what are your major duties?
We have to help the incoming students in different things, starting from the registration, filling out the forms, helping them with the housing, as some students prefer to stay on campus, and what are the options for them, what is the procedure for them, and if someone wants to live off campus, what are the options for them, which locations or areas they should look for, and then boarding, lodging, any questions they have, what are the different activities they can do on campus, and we acquaint them with different academic procedures and opportunities on the campus, and we tell them about different groups or communities they can join. And we have to be in touch with them throughout the semester, so if they have any question related to academics or anything, they can ask us. We share our contact details with them.
Okay. It's really nice you doing all these things.
Yeah, it's real fun.
How was your experience with students from diversified countries? Can you share any, can you narrate any of your experience with them?
Yes, like I said before that, I'm passionate about increasing my awareness about the diversity, about the culture, people from different countries. So I really like making new friends from Switzerland, Japan, from Nepal, from Saudi, from different countries. It's really fun when you talk to them about your culture, you get to know about their culture, and then you find some similarities. And one incident was like, I took one of my friend, she's from Japan, I took her to the Walmart to help her buy some stuff. And in the every aisle, she looking at the prices, she was saying like, wow. I was surprised. Why she's saying like, wow, is it costly for her? Because for we Indians, like, yeah, there is difference in the price list. Like, it's quite costly for Indians here. So I was like, maybe she's feeling the same. The things are costly for her. And I was just pulling out the cheaper products for her. So you can take this. Maybe this will help. But later on in the juice aisle, she was like, wow, again. So as the juice is the cheapest, I saw that. I asked her, why do you say wow every time? Then she told me that it's quite costly in there in Japan, which I didn't know. As soon as I reached home, I looked in, I searched about it more, how costly it is in Japan. And I found that Japan is costlier than United States. Even for a cab ride for just a mile, you have to pay $35.
Oh, that's really was surprising to me too.
Really, even the vegetables they get for high costs. So this was a good experience. Like, it prompted me to search for something more.
Okay. Thank you. What was your favorite part in the entire orientation program?
Favorite part? It was the full orientation program was very good. It was really fun, starting from the morning to evening. I really enjoyed it. But the most fun part for me was like fun games. As we had a game where we had to introduce ourselves and we had to tell one fun fact about ourselves. That was very interesting for me, as I'm always hesitant in initiating the chat. And I could interact with
So can I ask you, what's your fun fact?
My fun fact is like, I have different fun facts, but I'm gonna tell you one. Like, I play cricket and I miss the catch all the time. And I, till now, I couldn't like improve that. That's my fun fact. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so do you really like the game cricket? Can you tell few things about the game for us?
Yeah. Cricket is a game which is most famous. Actually, it was invented in England, but it's very famous back there in India. You can see cares people playing in every street, every corner. So it's more like a baseball game here in US.
Are there any changes or suggestions that you would like to give for the entire Global Ambassador Orientation Program?
Change.
Or any this piece of advice?
Yeah, this Global Ambassador Program has been very well designed. I think they have included all the minor things in this, but what I felt like we should elaborate more on the academic things. There was like if we can tell students about the check sheet, how you can just add and drop the courses, which is what I felt felt difficulty in.
As
in the beginning,
international student,
yes,
they don't know about all these things.
Yes, exactly, because we don't have the blackboard system back there in India. So, and most of the countries don't have, and most of the students, they don't come from the computer background.
Okay.
So we should give them like, we should elaborate on this a bit, that we should include that.
That's a really nice one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really good suggestion for the CGE mm-hmm. staff. So what was the challenging part you felt as a global ambassador?
Challenging part? I think I didn't find it challenging, as it was really fun for me, and I enjoyed it a lot. Challenging was the same thing, like to come out of the comfort zone, talk to the people from different countries. Like I'm always hesitant in initiating the chat with someone, because I think like if I start talking to someone, maybe the person is not willing in talking to me. So that was a bit challenging for me, but yeah, I think I overcame it when I went to the students from different countries and I started talking to them.
That's a really inspiring one, Rumaisa.
Thank you.
What would be the one piece of advice that you want to give to the next student ambassadors who want to be part of the Global Ambassador Show? Or the orientation, or the being a global ambassador
mm-hmm.
on campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good opportunity for the students. They should go for it. This is gonna help them build their leadership skills, gain experience, know different cultures, know different people around the world, and they also can get like letter of recommendations later on. And I think this is a good opportunity to give back to the RMU.
Once again, thank you, Rumaisa, for being with us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are listening to the Global Ambassador Show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice,